And amid all the gloomy economic news, there is one sector of the U.S. economy that's set to grow: the federal government. The huge stimulus package and the $3.6 trillion budget planned by the Obama administration means one thing: the federal government is hiring. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President Obama has outlined an ambitious agenda for his administration: expanded health care and education, better security at the nation's air and sea ports, more regulation of the financial markets. To carry out that agenda, Max Steyer says the government is going to need some help.
There's no doubt in my mind that if the Obama administration is going to get done what it set out to do, it's going to need more federal workers to do it.
Steyer is president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service, a nonprofit group that works to revitalize and improve the government. Steyer says by his calculations, the government needs to hire up to 200,000 additional employees.
Right now, our direct headcount in the federal government is no larger than it was during the 1960s. And we're going to have to both make up for those days of starvation as well as increase the size of the government to do the additional things that we need done in today's world.
Those additional things include administering Social Security benefits to the growing number of baby boomer retirees, ramping up food safety inspections, as the president has called for, more tax collectors at the IRS, and more foreign service officers at the State Department. Mr. Obama stopped off at the Veterans Administration offices on Monday to outline his plans there.
The budget I sent to Congress increases funding for this department by $25 billion over the next 5 years. With this budget, we don't just fully fund our VA health care program, we expand it to serve an additional 500,000 veterans by 2013.
Paul Light, a professor of public service at NYU, says the VA in particular faces some big challenges dealing with a backlog of disability claims and administering a new GI Bill.
VA tried to contract it out, but there were no bidders, so they're going to have to do that in-house. And that means an increase in employees in the education division.
The current federal workforce now stands at just about 2 million employees. The Bush administration kept that number constant while adding tens of thousands of contract employees. President Obama has signaled he wants to rein in contractors and increase the federal workforce, but Light says it won't be without a fight.
The problem for Obama is that there's this sacrosanct 2 million employee ceiling that we seem to have established politically over the last 15 to 20 years.
Increasing the federal workforce makes for a fat target for critics of big government. And indeed, Georgia Republican Tom Price says the Obama administration wants to build the largest government in the world.
I don't think it's a surprise. This is an administration that has spoken clearly that they believe the government ought to grow, that the American people ought to be taxed more, that the government ought to spend more, and that it ought to borrow more so that government can get larger and have greater influence over people's lives. We simply believe that's not the secret to the wonder and beauty and awe that is the nation of America.
No one knows for sure exactly how many new federal jobs the Obama administration would create because it hasn't yet filled in the details of its budget outline. But it's clear the hiring sign will be out at federal agencies. In addition to new jobs, the administration will have an estimated 400,000 positions to fill to replace workers expected to retire over the next 4 years. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.